This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forget yesterday, let's deal with today. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we have a discussion of the issues of the day about to, some of them anyway, can't get to all of them. Otherwise, we just sound like a newscast, and heavens knows none of us are qualified to do that. The issues, as we see them, as we hear them, as we read them, as we think about them, same as with you. 888-302-3684, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. Do we have anything from Roberta? Other than we did get a couple.
She'll be here Friday for a special guest appearance, apparently.
Oh, really? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool. Okay. So, this is the first day of the new season. There is a time, there is a season, and today marks the beginning of the new session, new congressional session. Everybody.
Thank God. You know, we've been dying without them.
Right, exactly. Congress returns from its well-deserved summer recess. Democrats and Republicans are asked to put their differences aside to prevent another government shutdown. Another wonderful tribute to the great management that these people are responsible for. There hasn't been a budget for, what, 9 years? Pretty much since George Bush was around within the first couple of years. After September 11th, right. Everything started to get shaky. We had wonderful, as horrible as that was, we had wonderful togetherness for about 6 or 8 months.
We did. And it felt good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Okay, so after that, what happened and what has continued to happen as everything goes downhill? No budget. There's no responsibility. There's no. They keep spending your money. And yet there's no budget, there's no accountability for it. It's just spend, spend, spend. And we've seen the latest example. This is what has really hit us right square between the eyes. When you understand things like the Pentagon budget and how it is so bloated that they can be buying tens of millions, billions, in fact, billions of dollars. Now that people are starting to look at this, and the Pentagon is embarrassed because they had all this extra money, they had to keep spending it, so they would buy things they didn't need and then give them away to police departments. And now all of a sudden somebody wants to know why is it that these police departments, these little burger towns like Ferguson, have all this armament? Where do they come up with all these guns and these tools and the SWAT mobile and all this other stuff? And so now it goes back. And people, you would think, would be clamoring to their congressmen. I think some people are. There's a move afoot. Almost nothing happens, though, if you call. Unless you belong to a group that's basically a lobbying organization. There are so many of these. Former congressmen start these organizations. And the company that runs or was responsible for starting Radio America, which is my originating network, sort of started that way as an advocate. And there are so many, not hundreds, but tens of thousands of these in Washington, where the voices on one side or another that work to advocate positions that may or may not be something that you agree on. But these people have the sources. And I guess I'm going to explain this. Let's see, how do I do it without making it obvious who it is that I'm talking about? Well, and the congressman's dead, so maybe it doesn't make any difference at this point. I'm not going to use his name because it's not important. But I know his wife, and I know the family, and I know what happened to the $2 million that he had in his campaign war chest. This guy never had any opposition, yet he spent a lot of time every month raising money for his campaign. Because there are so many loopholes in this thing. Did you know that if a congressman dies and he has he dies in office and he has a campaign fund, that the wife gets it all and she does whatever she wants with it? The family gets the money. It doesn't go to other candidates. It doesn't go back to the people who gave it. It goes to the family. So in this case, this congressman died.
If he were alive, that would be illegal, and he'd be in jail.
Right. Yep. But after
he were to take the money for personal use.
After he's dead, the surviving family members get the money, and they do with it what they please. It's just like a bonus. Here you go. It's $2 million. So there are these sorts of things, and that money comes from advocates who get to these people, depending on this fellow happened to have been in charge of the banking committee in the House. So you can imagine how many friends he had. And so this kind of thing goes on no matter what committee you're in. There's somebody who's got some angle that they want you to consider, and in order to have you consider it, they'll give you money for your campaign. That's how corrupt this system is. And if you think I'm naive about it, I think I don't know that it's naivete, but it's what drives the system. So your input, other than they want your voice, is meaningless unless you've got a dollar bill attached to it. That's really what's going on. Now, having said that, and that's kind of why the feuds develop that do, because these people throw money at these guys, and they want to protect their moneyed interest, so they're going to stand by their position because they want more money. There's no let's get together and try to work this out sort of thing. And the only time those things happen is when it isn't a public policy decision that affects a lot of moneyed interests. Otherwise, they're going to fight back and forth with each other, depending on how much money is in the system. So, having said that, we have a situation in the government where, once again, there's no budget. There is this threat of a government shutdown. How many times has this happened since Clinton was in office? Didn't it happen first when he was president, a government shutdown? Don't I remember that? And then it happened with
Yes.
Bush. Yeah. So it's happened, what, 3-4 times at least since the Clinton years?
At least, yeah. It's not the first time.
Yeah. And that's because these boneheads are being pushed around by people who, in essence, don't want you to know how much money is being spent. They don't want you to know. There's no budget. See, we all talk about the disorganization. I think this is on purpose. I think that the money that's being spent for all things, especially when it comes to military-industrial stuff, there's no real budget floating around. They just spend money. And if they need more, they ask for more, and they get more. So there's no reason to have a line item. There's no reason to have a veto. There's no reason to have anything. Because they've got you by the short hairs. Because if there's not any responsibility, there's no reporting, because no real budget, they just spend. And if they don't have it, they borrow it. That's why everybody blames Obama for the $17 trillion. I'm sure he's responsible for it like every other hack. But you don't see them trying to cut the budget. How many people do you hear talking about that other than Paul Ryan and a few others? You hear anybody really talking about cutting the $17 trillion or how much whatever it is that we're going to go in the hawk for this year?
Not many, because they're all on the take.
Right. Exactly.
They talk about adding to it.
Right.
Or they talk about cutting the rate of growth.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we're going to cut the budget. What they're saying is, instead of spending $100,000, just to pick a number, $100,000, we're only going to spend $99,000 more this year.
That's future spending, though.
Right, yes.
That's not the present. It's all future spending. Yeah. Okay, so in your opinion, what ought to be the first congressional order of business today? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Richie or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Tax reform.
What should be the first congressional order of business? Tax reform. I'm with you on that. Budget, yeah, maybe, but the tax reform
100%.
Is first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny?
I can't see them doing anything.
And then ISIS.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
it's sad, but I try to think of what they should do, and based on their record, I can't see them doing anything. And then I know they're packing up in 3 weeks, and
so then when you vote, Ken, because I think you have a very common thing, that's a common response. Do you vote everybody that's in out? Do you vote all the incumbents out?
Almost all, unless whoever's running them against them, I think is worse.
Uh-huh.
But most
is
of the time,
that fear of the unknown. Guess. How many people know tomorrow is Massachusetts primary day? I'll vote. I'm looking at a big voter's guide. There's a book that was sent around to explain some of the issues, the questions, the people who are running, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'd wonder how many people excuse me, actually have read that, actually have looked at that. Some people will take it with them. I'll take it with me when I go to the polls. I know because there are some local issues here that I'm familiar with, and I've supported some candidates who have supported me, frankly, in my fight to save the farm. So I'm working on their behalf because they pay attention to me, and I really feel like I called up my state rep, who's become a good friend, actually, and I said, this is your constituent calling. Going back, is this my constituent? Yeah, but that's how you get to them. And I didn't get to him at first when he started to help me. He wouldn't take money from me because he didn't want it to look like it was a payoff. So I thought that was pretty conscious.
Was it a payoff?
No. And it wasn't me. I wanted to make sure that he had a good chance of being reelected, frankly. But I don't know what, and I know this guy's background. He's an architect, successful business guy, and older. More, he's almost my age, and he comes from a really good family that believes in political, in the public service. So I know what he's all about. But how many of you get to know your either state rep or how many can you get to your congressman? How many of you know them that well? It is something that more and more of us ought to know more and more about, but we know less and less about. So, yeah, first order of business today, I'm with all of you. Tax reform, number one. Tax reform. Get to your congressman and send him that message. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is yeah, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Buick Certified Service Technicians are known for their expert auto service. Brakes, oil, tires, or any other service you need, it's what we do. And we also take pride in our exceptional customer service. That's why Buick recently received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. And we couldn't have done it without the best customers in the world. So I personally want to say thanks. Thanks for choosing Buick Certified Service.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, and your car's all set. They're pulling it around for you now.
Okay, great.
Experience the new Buick with our exceptional service now and get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating U.S. Buick dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by 11/30/14. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 10/31/14. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limit supplies. See storestaples.com for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
Time now for our one-hit wonder contest, playing a song by a group that only had one hit. You tell us the name of the group, dialing 888-302-3684 to win the prize.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. I am too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
All right, so you get the gist of this. You ready?
It's a good one. Are you ready, Dougie? Do you dance?
Are you ready? Ready, ready, ready. 888-302-3684. I'm too sexy. It was a number one hit on this date, 1992. London-based band. The name of the group is in question. First person with the right answer, we get you on the air. We'll get a one-hit wonder CD. The group was formed by two brothers, Richard and Fred Fairbrass.
There's a hint in there.
Yes, sure. Before forming the band, they played with Bob Dylan, David Bowie, and Mick Jagger.
You're going to say that. David Bowie.
Since the Beatles, they were the first UK band to reach the number one spot in the USA with a debut single. This was it. I'm Too Sexy. Been used in over 50 motion pictures, over 100 TV commercials. Their follow-up single to this song, Don't Talk, Just Kiss, peaked at number 76, and not exactly a big hit. And that's why they sort of fell off the wagon, if you will. So, I'm Too Sexy, pretty well known, actually. I think this song is pretty well... does everybody remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Right.
Yes.
All right, so Richie, because you are too sexy, why don't you crank this up for a moment?
My love, my love, love, going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
Right, that's it.
And scene.
Good night. Adios, muchacho. All right, so let's see here. We go to the jet down in Lake City, Florida.
But Benny on the jet?
No, this is Charlotte on the jet. All right, Charlotte.
That is correct. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. I always have a strong affinity for anybody named Charlotte because, you know, my 14-year-old English bulldog's name is Charlotte, and she is one of the most wonderful things about my life. So you could play that role for at least a bit here, Charlotte. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I do enjoy seeing your posts of her photos. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is absolutely beautiful. She's a wonderful being and has taught us a lot, continues to teach us a lot as she continues at her age to overcome some fantastic obstacles to her sticking around with us. She apparently wants to stay, which is kind of a good thing. So what's your story? Are you on your way to work?
I'm on my way to work, Lake City, Florida. We've had 10 to 12 inches of rain the last 2 days.
Wow.
Well, better than 10 to 12 inches of snow, Charlotte. Let's put it that way.
That is correct. I can still make it to work.
Yes, that's right. All right. So this song brings back what kind of memories with you?
I just remember the song, and the name stood out so quickly because that's such a funny rhyming name to me.
All right. What's the name of the group?
Light Shed Fred.
Right. Said Fred, and in the when I told you the
right said Dougie,
names, right said right said Dougie. Charlotte is right, correctamundo, all that good stuff. So we're going to send you a CD of a lot of one-hit wonder tunes. So I think you'll have some fun with that. I hope you do well on your way to work, and I'm glad you're listening, Charlotte. Thanks very much. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people question the idea of adopting older dogs and older cats from shelters. Very often people consider them damaged goods. They must have ended up at the shelter because they're bad or they do something wrong and they have behavioral problems. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. I recommend you adopt older pets. First of all, what you see is what you get. You know, the size of the dog, what the dog looks like or the cat looks like before you ever bring them home. There's no puppy drama. You don't have to go through the chewing stages and the housebreaking stages. Maybe a little socializing, a little good behavioral training will make a big difference for the dog. And more important than anything else, the majority of dogs euthanized at shelters across the country are in fact older dogs and older cats. So you have the satisfaction of knowing that you saved a life. An adult dog has probably had a home or two in his life and he understands love, he understands what it's all about. So if you're thinking about a new pet for your family, think about going to the local shelter, rescue or humane, and adopting an older dog or cat who'll pay you back every day. I'll more next time.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Stephen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Here's what you need to know. Congress is back today after 5 weeks off.
Spending your money again.
I know.
And we'll have a few 7 legislative days before breaking for the midterm elections. One objective is to pass a spending bill that keeps the government operating after October 1st. Senators also will vote tonight on whether to take up a constitutional amendment to reinstate limits on corporate and union campaign donations.
Can I ask you guys a big question?
Yes, what's the big question?
Did you guys notice they were on summer vacation?
Yes.
My wallet felt a little heavier, unless they weren't dipping into it so much.
All right, so the responses to the question, what should be the first order of business? We all agreed tax reform is number one with us. What say you? 888-302-3684. Kenny's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What do you have, Kenny?
Hans says the dollar, that's what he's most concerned about, and that's what Congress needs to do something about.
The value of it? Is that it? The value of the dollar?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else?
Lisa says... she's concerned about having a full and a part-time job and not having enough to live.
Why is that Congress's business?
She doesn't say.
Okay. Next.
Marianne says ISIS.
ISIS. Larry says they should work on getting a budget passed. He's in Arlington, Virginia, Richie. Heidi M. says increasing the budget of the Securities and Exchange Commission. She's a lawyer. Lucy says, I think to address the situation going on currently in Syria and with ISIS. All right. Gabby says education. Maria says fire Obama. Mike says Congress should sit down and have a nice brunch to set the policy for the remainder of the year.
Yes,
that
sounds good.
Kathleen says, I think the first issue they ought to tackle domestically is immigration reform. Let's see. Beverly says, just the budget so we can get other things done in the city and every place else. I don't know. I think that's a,
a fairly telling list. What do you all think? You can continue to share with us if you would like to do that. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show. ISIS and the strategy. The president is outlining a plan to fight ISIS. The campaign could take 3 years, he said. Okay. What do we all think about that?
Three years.
Look at what they've done in 6 months. Where will they be in 3 years?
Yeah, that's the scary part. Ooh.
Yeah. 3 years to get started or 3 years to finish them off?
Well,
3 years to finish them off.
To finish them off, is that it? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a medical mystery. We've all talked a lot in the last month or two about Ebola. There's a respiratory virus.
A what?
Respiratory virus. Others may call it a respiratory,
that's
but the correct
usually,
pronunciation
would,
yeah. is that's respiratory.
Very fancy of you.
Yes, thank you.
Caught my attention.
You know how you fix a respiratory virus?
How's that, Rizzy?
Blueberries.
Oh.
Really? Actually, that's probably true because there's a lot of immune functional work done by eating
blueberries.
That's probably true. It's definitely true. You fix a respiratory virus with blueberries.
Raspberries.
Yeah, exactly.
A Japanese
possibly
guy told
some
me.
Other, some other produce.
Yeah. Or some other produce. I don't know your produce in the
rubbish. You guys having fun?
Respiratory. How do you say
fun.
It?
Have your fun.
How do you say
go
it?
Ahead. No, have your fun.
No, can you say it for me again?
Which? What do you want me to
respiratory.
Say?
Respiratory.
Respiratory.
You sound like Count Dracula.
Respiratory. Respiratory problem.
Respiratory virus.
Why am I even bothered?
I don't know.
To do it the right way. Let's just be a hack and do it like everybody else
yeah,
does
it
the wrong way. Library instead of library.
Oh, it's the library.
February instead of February. Yeah. Let's just do it the wrong
respiratory
way.
Respiratory and respiratory instead of respiratory.
I think yeah. it's I don't know. His way sounds fancy.
I know you don't that's know. Right. That's why I'm trying to teach you. It's respiratory. Anyway, can I finish this or you guys want to continue to make fun of me? Which is
well,
you? Which is
see.
Your preference?
Finish this. Make fun of Doug. I'm going to go with make fun of Dougie.
Yeah, me too.
Like, can't we do both?
Yeah, let's see if I can at least finish this and you can
all
pick
right,
apart
right.
some of the other things.
Deal.
In here. All right. The problem, and this is not laughable, a lot of the children got out of the hospital in the last few weeks. The culprit apparently is a enterovirus called D68. Some people would say entero. I said entero, so you can make fun of me for that. It's an enterovirus. There are no official numbers in the country. One hospital in Denver, has about 900 children being treated. This is not something to sneeze at. CDC says these cases might be, this is what the CDC says justify their existence, might be the tip of the iceberg. The problem is, this virus goes back to the 1960s, and there are always cases of it every year, but this year it seems to be a bigger problem, and nobody knows why. What's going on? What has caused this problem?
Yeah.
And so many of them in Denver. And I'm not, this is not me, this is speculation, of course, but Rich, you were in Denver. You know how hard it is to breathe.
Yeah.
In Denver, if you're not used to being in Denver,
right.
once you
the
live there for a while,
is crazy. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So your system works harder. Your system has more.
It works harder if it's not used to it. Once you're
right.
used to it, it doesn't work
yeah.
any harder.
But I wonder if that has something to do. I only wonder. Don't know. But
see,
I know
now you got
something.
Me thinking. My son had a cough yesterday, and we just came back from Denver last week.
Yeah. All right. Well, think about it. Don't let it get too far out of the...
Nope, started them on the vitamin C last night.
Yeah,
crank
good.
It up.
Yep.
By the way, Merriam-Webster.
Yes.
I know. Respiratory.
Respiratory.
What are respiratory.
Merriam-Webster says.
Uh-huh.
Joan respiratory.
Well, will you stop it? Joan Rivers and her death in the news. The cause of death
she's got
not
a respiratory
clear.
Problem.
She did have a respiratory
yeah.
or respiratory problem. Further tests are needed to pinpoint her cause of death. However, how are they going to do that? Because she was cremated and her ashes were scattered yesterday. So who's going to do the research
well,
on that?
They weren't scattered, but I don't think they
can
rebuild her. No.
Yeah, they're not going to put her back together.
Where'd they put them? They wrapped them up in the red carpet
know,
and then what did they do with them?
It's kind of weird. So I think they got her, I think she was cremated on Sunday. And I think that they're going to actually send her back to L.A. and have her final resting place be around here somewhere.
Really?
Why? Yeah. I don't know. I think it's bizarre, too.
So she can be close to her family?
Maybe.
A lot of people like that. The TV report, by the way, coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer's got the latest on where Meredith Vieira is going to be seen today. There's a truce in Ukraine.
Ish.
Pro-Russian. Who's your what?
It's a truce-ish.
Yeah. Well, it is the Ukraine. You want to make fun of me? Because
no, I was just saying it's kind of like a truce because it's
Yeah, it's not really.
I wasn't making fun of you, sir.
Really?
Not this time.
First time today, anyway. Let's see. What other medical stuff? There's a story that we are carrying at DougStephan.com today that's pretty compelling. If you want to register at DougStephan.com, click on to the story that's there about Jack the Ripper, a self-described armchair detective.
They finally identified him, right?
Finnish molecular biologists have claimed to have discovered the identity of Jack the Ripper. We all know what he went through East London, 1888, knocking off prostitutes. So why is it important for us to know this now?
It's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah, right. Okay. So there's the story.
I'm always very interested by these shows on the Discovery Channel where they go back and they use modern technology, modern technology to try and work out old cases. It's very interesting.
It's called the cold cases, Richie.
Very cold.
Cold.
Very cold. Frigid.
Right. President Obama's reversal of a vow to take action on immigration near the end of the summer has left him with very few allies on this issue he had hoped would become a core component of his legacy. I go back to hope and change with him. And what's happened from that point to this point with his promises? And I don't mean this to sound political because it really isn't. It's just an observation. What has he actually delivered on that he said he was going to deliver
on? Obamacare.
Healthcare.
But it was supposed to be good for everybody.
Right.
Well, that's going to be debated still.
Yeah, you can have a serious debate about that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
he delivered on it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I wasn't thinking that was successful, but yeah, he did deliver.
No, he delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him, it was successful.
17 before the hour. What does the American Heart Association say about omega-3s? The American Heart Association has concluded that omega-3 EFAs decrease the risk of arrhythmias. You know what an arrhythmia is? Dr. Ken Kronhaus will hear me tell you that it would lead to sudden cardiac death. It also decreases triglyceride levels, decreases the growth rate of plaque, and lowers your blood pressure. For this reason, you should be taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3, O-M-A-X 3 Ultra Pure. Remember Max from, what was the name of that TV show? Remember the
Heart
to Heart?
No, Heart to Heart. Thank you, Richie.
Oh,
yep.
Tarn.
Max.
Nah, he's nothing.
Max Headroom. Max Headroom.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, he was ugly. Anyway, Omax 3 Ultra
Funny,
Pure.
I thought you were really good looking.
Really? And he was right about that, Richie. Thank you. This is a pharmaceutical-grade fish oil that is not available in stores, only available by going online. Use Doug 4, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax OMAX3.com or call 800-303-7533. Why would you want to call that number right now? Well, because taking, as I sort of went through the problems that these omega-3s address, taking Omax 3 is so good for you in so many different ways. You got joint pain, this will deal with it. High cholesterol, this will deal with it. Memory issues, this will deal with it because it's important to get fish oil into your body, your joints, into your brain. You don't want to have the problem of losing your memory, losing your mind, in a sense, as you get older. And this will go a long way to helping you. I'm very confident you're going to find this to be a superb product. Matter of fact, so are the people that have made it. So much so that you're going to get a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Use my name when you dial 800-303-7536. Yes, you heard correctly. A free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure online at Doug4Omax3.com. Doug4Omax3.com or 800-303-7533. You know what? Why would you foolish? Why wouldn't you get something free to try it out? It's foolish not to. That's why you need to call them now. 800-316-7918.
respiratory.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CATC, certified to operate by CHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo. And Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness. And parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Let's see here. Your local Health Mart pharmacist is proud to help the caregivers among us with support and expert advice. Visit healthmart.com for the location nearest you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Jennifer Horn on the status of Meredith Vieira's career.
Well, it's looking up and rosy today, Dougie. She took to the microphone and addressed her audience before cameras were turned on at a recent taping of her daytime talk show, and she said, "I have a confession to make. It's really scary starting a new show. I've been doing a lot of drinking." That's exactly what she's doing. She's starting her first foray into, well, I don't know. The Today Show is daytime TV, I guess. It's morning TV. She's going into daytime TV. She was on The View for a while, and she was on The Today Show. Jennifer Lopez is scheduled to be her first guest, along with Seth Rogen. And Jessica Alba and Howie Mandel also scheduled for this week. During this recent taping, she said that the people said the content was breezy.
Cheryl Hines gave beauty tips
and talked about her wedding to Robert Kennedy Jr. So it'll be your standard daytime TV talk show. But Meredith is very, like you said, she's a likable.
She's got a likability factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, the Q factor, they call it.
And a track record. Now, this will be the question. Do you think she'll do better than Katie Couric in this position?
Yeah, I think she will.
All right.
Yep, that would be my guess. It's the anniversary of the first Star Trek on the air. This date, September 8th, 1966. The first episode of Star Trek titled The Man Trap was seen on television. Look at where that's going. Oh, of course you.
Jennifer. Beat me up, Scotty.
51 past the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's new at DougStefan.com? How's that routine?
I like that. That's very professional. You should be a singer of jingles.
Let's record it.
You know, I was. This is a personal story from this weekend. I went to Heidelberg to have some fun and emotional moments, tears, laughter. excuse me. I'm all right. I'm fine. His name was is Ferrisol. Dr. Ferrisol was the leader of the conservatory and the choir. And when I went to Heidelberg in 1964, he was on sabbatical at Columbia. So there was a fellow named Dan Presley who ran the concert choir, and I wanted to be in the concert choir. I've always been, you've heard me tell the story many times about singing in the choirs in church, and I loved to sing. So I auditioned, and Presley put me in, and to my knowledge, only a few freshmen got in, but nobody cared, because I didn't know who Dr. Roll was, and I didn't know how prestigious the choir was, and I didn't know how hard it was to get in. So I went and auditioned, and I got on. So we spent the year, in the choir and having a good time learning a lot about singing and stuff. And Dr. Roll comes back the next year, and everybody has to audition for him, who was admitted in the year before. So I looked at him. He doesn't see well anymore, but he can hear, and he's very adept. As soon as he saw me up close, and he remembered, and I just had to say Dudley, and he knew who it was. And then we had several conversations during the 2-hour celebration on Saturday. One of the things, when he auditioned me, after that, you got a picture. This is a tough old German guy. He was very we were laughing about some of the things that were his standard. For example, when somebody was in the conservatory and he didn't like that they had facial hair or their hair was too long, he'd give them $5 and tell them to go get a haircut. Can you imagine that happening?
Yeah, love it.
So anyway, he looks at me and he says, "How'd you get into this choir?" And I said, what do you mean? I auditioned last year again. And he said, he didn't say it, but he said, you're not good enough to be in the choir. But he didn't tell me that I couldn't stay in the choir. He just said,
you're going to be the choir manager.
He wanted to know how I was in the choir. So anyway,
I managed, as I do when I'm even at that age, I was pretty persistent about things that I wanted to do. And there was something about being in the choir that really meant something to me. And I kept working him over and doing things. And I was in the music major, one of the few non-music majors that was ever in the choir. And I just kind of was persistent, and I stayed there. And he appreciated that, and we became, there was a bond that developed between the two of us. And I don't, you know, you wonder sometimes what that's all about, because he really rarely paid attention to anybody that wasn't in the music department. So by the time I got to be a senior, I was, as Jennifer's remembering, I was the business manager. I arranged the tour.
Truly?
I was.
Oh, I was just joking.
No, I was business manager my senior year. And we traveled all over the country, and I had to make arrangements. We had 10 or 12 churches that we went to. We had a tour that would last about 10 days, and we went to various places. We went northeast, we went to the south, we went west. Every year was something different when you went to Europe. So he would introduce me, and we had the biggest laugh over this. He remembered when I would go into the church, he'd introduce me to the pastor or whoever was the local liaison as Dudley Stephan, who always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. And from that point to the other things that were fun about me having been there, and so many other people with great memories, it was really a great sort of tribute to a guy who had an astounding effect on an institution that has not been duplicated by any of these shakes. And he was forced to retire when he was 70, 30 years ago. He was forced. The school had a rule at the time, and there's no state law against it. And the president at the time didn't like it because he was doing things on his own and making the music department sing, if you'll pardon the pun, when the rest of the school was foundering. So the guy who ran the school, instead of encouraging him, he basically fired him. So anyway, but he's remained loyal all through these years, lived in the town, and has been a part of Heidelberg. And I just I thought it was kind of a cool story. Speaking of that, the other Ohio story, Cincinnati Bengals appear to have moved on from former second-round defensive tackle. Is it Devin Still?
Yes.
Is that his name? Is that how you pronounce it? He has looked like a bust to this point in his career. However, he had a much bigger and better problem. His four-year-old daughter has pediatric cancer. So when training camp came around, he sort of lost his desire to play, and that's why they cut him. But apparently, Kenny, they put him back on so he would have the money and the insurance to take care of his daughter. Is that the story in a nutshell?
Yeah, they signed him to the practice squad, so he'll have money and he'll have insurance, but he won't have to travel, so he can stay and take care of his daughter.
Isn't that a great story?
That's a great story.
Congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals for being that smart. That's very smart and cool. 59 at the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.